in honor of one of the most ridiculously named cartoon characters ever, I like to call that band Fog Hat Leg Hat.
I like it.
Hat!
As long as it has hat in it, I'm happy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What is up, dude? How are you?
You know, lost my key card. So
tell the kids again. What?
Key card. What?
You know, it's, the key card. I think it's the first time ever, right?
Listen, here's the thing about key cards. Mm-hmm.
They suck.
They come and they go. Yeah. They do. How long are you supposed to hold on to it?
I mean, right? And then only, what, they charge you $400, $500 each time?
It's about $500, yeah, and you have to get it replaced. And it's a long process, and it's always fun. And it's always really great to go to your employer and go, hey.
Apparently the hooker last night took my
whatever card that I'm supposed to have to work here, don't have.
What do you think the prostitute is going to do with that
what
key card?
What am I supposed to do with it? So we shall see.
Yeah.
Good times. Love it.
Mediocre oldies.
Give me five on today's program.
I have no idea. Oh, something with the word say. Say
correct.
Something already.
Say something.
Word say. In it. Yeah,
a song title with the word say in it.
There you go.
Dating apps gone wrong on the show today.
Oh, man.
People are animals. Just incredibly stupid.
Do it like the Animal Planet.
It's insane.
Yeah.
One American dollar. You're going to get a chance to
sweet.
Win.
Mm-hmm. I might get me a buck.
And people are dumb.
That's a fact.
Coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
There's a couple from the Fighters Foo on a twofer. Hat.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
95.5 KLOS on the California's rock station. People are dumb.
That's a fact.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
So there's a guy that stole a boat. Let me back up.
Okay.
There's a man named Jericho Labonte. He's 35 years old of British Columbia. Have you watched Goonies?
The movie?
Yeah.
I'm sure I saw it at
this
some point.
This is a weird part of the story.
Oh, yes. Okay, I have seen this. This is very weird.
Okay.
I love it.
So the guy goes up to the Goonies house.
Yep. The one that they actually filmed the Spielberg movie at.
Yes.
In British Columbia.
And puts a giant, I think it was Oregon, wasn't it? I don't know. Puts a giant fish, dead fish, on top of the steps.
Now, did that have something to do with the movie?
That was my question.
Right.
Because I went to six different articles, and there was no explanation of that.
Also,
he was wanted by police for that.
Yes. Yeah.
So is
harassment.
Is putting a fish on someone's house?
It's harassing. I just put a fish like that on my
but is it really?
Stoop. I guess. Maybe he'd been hassling them before. It's private
so
property.
Weird.
I don't know. Very weird.
So then
yeah.
He runs over and steals a boat.
Yes, after he's done putting the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Once the fish has been placed.
And the police are already looking for him. And then he goes and steals a boat. And
yeah.
He takes it out to sea.
Yeah.
And the Coast Guard, he has to make a mayday call because there are big waves. And he doesn't know how to.
Yeah, he doesn't know what
yacht.
He's doing.
It's a 35-foot
yeah.
yacht.
Yeah.
So this is the report.
Fool.
We got the U.S. Coast Guard.
Yeah, making a very dramatic rescue after a giant wave completely rolled a yacht at the mouth of Columbia River.
Yeah, this is some scary, scary video. You want to pay close attention because we're learning the man did get pulled to safety here, and he's accused of stealing the boat. In fact, he was also wanted by police for throwing fish on the porch of the Goonies house.
I mean,
can
you know,
someone clear that up for
right?
us? Because I don't remember Goonies that well.
I don't remember there being a fish on the stoop.
But
in
how
the
does
film.
That equal the stealing of the boat?
Yeah,
that
why
seemed
does
like
that
the same
lead?
Level of crime?
I mean, I guess if you're gonna wow, I mean, yeah, they're treating it that
they
way.
They are.
Yeah. No. Yes.
Also, this guy threw a dead fish
I
at
mean,
a house they used to
you
film.
Believe it, I can see stealing a boat, but my God.
And by the way, you don't just here. I don't know how to drive boats.
Mm-mm.
At all.
Although you and I did out on.
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
that's true.
Very not sober.
That was very dangerous.
Yeah, during
yeah.
spring break.
Yes, that was bad.
That was really bad.
That was bad. But there were no waves.
That's true. It was
had there
lake.
Been waves,
yeah.
I would have known to at least point into or away from.
Oh my God.
Not straight sideways.
Hey, you guys can drive a boat. Go ahead.
You have to tell us twice.
Okay.
A couple from Rat on a 2 for Tuesday. Man, do I love that song. You're in love.
I do, too.
I am such a huge fan of that.
You know what
song.
Other song I like?
What's that? Yeah! I'm a big fan of that, too, because sometimes I actually win cash.
Yes, and you have the opportunity to win a dollar.
Right.
If you can get you get six guesses to get four of the top 10 most popular Valentine's Day gifts.
Oh, you're a brutal,
it is a week,
brutal man.
It is a week from today.
You know how much I hate this
I
kind
do.
Of thing, this cheerful crap.
I know, I love it.
By the way, it's One American Dollar brought to you by Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamaha, maybe you'll become a millionaire.
I need dollar.
Yamava.com. So, how many do I have to get right?
Six guesses to get four, because this is kind of easy.
Yeah, six guesses, four. Yeah, that's fair enough. So, so Valentine's Day stuff. What Romeo goes
top
in?
Top 10 most popular Valentine's Day gifts.
Gifts. Well, I guess candy has to be on the list. I don't know, you know, what her last name is, but I'm sure she's
see what you did there? I mean, it doesn't really necessarily see candy, but it says chocolate, so I'm going to give that to you.
It's candy, you know, yeah.
It's not really. Go ahead.
What about flowers? Ugh, weeds that are pretty.
Flowers.
It's got to be flowers.
Okay, two guesses, two right. I mean, technically, you should get all of these.
Let me give you a good idea for Valentine's Day, by the way.
That's what we're looking for. You're just going to throw one away now because you don't need it.
No, I think people probably buy this,
okay,
but maybe not in abundance like I did. I went and found a whole bunch. I went to like one of the stores here in Burbank that, you know, carries all the old antique kind of stuff.
Right.
Found some really old Valentine's Day cards from like the 30s.
And you had to like scratch out their rating?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, just, you know, here's the blood, you know, because when she died or whatever, her thumbprint was on the card. I had to get that off of there. But a whole bunch of like vintage cards. So I would say...
So you're set for like 20 years?
Yeah, no, I gave them all at once. They were all over the house. It's really annoying. I'm saying Valentine's Day's cards
is number one.
Ah, well, there you go.
Nicely done.
Now so I do want to throw one away. I have one that I want to say, but I don't know.
All right, say it.
No, I think I'm going to be safe and say like a ring, you know, like an engagement ring, a promise ring, whatever. They pop the big question on that day, which is dumb.
Jewelry is correct.
Oh, yeah, that's four, baby.
Four guesses.
You may think I hate Valentine's Day and love, but deep inside, clearly, I'm out to make a dollar. Whatever it takes.
You are romantic. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up, man?
Let's talk about dating app disasters.
I heard the word taint for a second there.
Tating? It's close.
Okay.
There are a bunch of screenshots on the internet that you can find of people texting back and forth through their dating apps.
Well, yeah.
So there's one like this. Hi, how are you? I'm doing fine. Nice connecting. I'm from New York. Where are you chatting from? Why did you use a different picture before you went connected with me? I just uploaded a recent picture of me. Your other photo wasn't even you. Who was the other guy? That was my brother. Then I want to date your brother.
Put him on.
I don't know why people can't get the basics.
Right.
Right? Good morning. Morning / afternoon. How's it going? Hey, my bad. My phone lost its charge. How are you? Let me get this straight. Your phone battery died 20 days ago?
I think that's a reasonable excuse.
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course it is. That one's way too long to read. It's just not possible. But... my pleasure. Let me know if anything changes. I will. Hey, happy Friday. Are we still on for tomorrow night? Happy Friday. Yep. I'm good to go. Awesome. Looking forward to seeing you. Same. Hey, I'll tell you when I head out. Okay. Leaving soon. What's your ETA? Hey, I got here a few minutes ago. Are you there? Why do people do that?
I'm a ghost.
Why do people do that?
Well, my phone died, and it took 27 days for it to charge back up.
We're going
to
take those calls at 818-955-KLOS if you had problems with dating, especially around dating apps. Here's one that's actually good.
No, yeah?
Yes. Hey, blank, I enjoyed meeting you and getting to know you last week, but I didn't really feel a strong connection, and I kind of just got the vibe that you didn't either. Just wanted to let you know, since I hate totally ghosting people. Hey, no worries. I got the same vibe as well. Thanks for reaching out. Good luck.
Huh.
How
so
about that?
Not
that
amiable, hard. Not really interested. Zzzz. That's
that
kind of nice.
Doesn't
yeah,
seem
I would
so bad.
Think a lot of people have, you know, fake pictures or used pictures of their brothers or maybe, you know, someone that's fairly
looking.
Well known or whatever. Then they show up and you're like, why?
I would assume that happens a lot.
I'm going to see you.
Right.
That's kind of the
we
point.
We are going to
meet. Yes, I'm going to find out that, in fact, you don't look anything like that.
That's my brother. Sorry about that. That's my brother. So anyway, dating app disasters, 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS.
And while you're dialing, I'm going to be a couple twofer from Ozzy, who picked up that Grammy for Best Metal Performance and also Best Rock Album, which is this. It's the title track from Patient Number 9. Give you something else from it as well. Congratulations to Ozzy.
Yes.
Well done.
Well done.
All right, let's hear about your horrible dates now. 818-955-KLOS.
We are talking about dating app disasters. You had one?
So I met this girl on Plenty of Fish. And when I went to pick her up, she brought her kids with her.
What?
How many?
It was two kids, and they were like 5 and 7, man.
Did she not mention that before you met up?
No, she didn't mention it. Hmm.
Now, you did point out it was supposed to be a date, right? Not a play date.
Yeah, I was assuming that, no.
You know, sure.
When I picked her up, and she turned around, and she's like, oh, I'm going to get my kids. I'm like, oh, my man, this is your chance to leave. And I didn't. And I went through it, and
it's not like you're so disgusted with yourself for doing the right thing.
For not ghosting her. You could have been a ghost. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
So this goes back to about 2005.
All right.
When you had Yahoo chat.
Yep.
And you could chat and video cam and stuff like that. And I was single and stuff, and I had met this girl, little Asian girl, probably under 100 pounds. And we started talking and stuff, and we got on cam, and we just talked. You know, we didn't get all pervy on cam and stuff, but, you know, she decided she wanted to meet me, and I'm like, you're cute. Yeah, sure. You know, I mean, I don't have anybody. So I go down to Long Beach at night, meet her at the door. She, it's dark and everything, so she grabs my hand, and she just kind of takes me to her room, and we start kissing and stuff and making out. We had already kind of decided that's where it was going to go.
Yeah.
And so we're laying side by side and stuff, and I slip my hand down under her panties, and I start questioning what I'm feeling. And I go, okay. And I pull my hand out, and I look at her, and she rolls me over and jumps on top and pulls her panties down, and she has a little so I'm like, no.
This wasn't in the contract. This wasn't the plan.
Yeah.
That's bad surprise. Yeah.
You need to bring that up.
Yeah, you might want to mention that, yeah.
Just a heads up.
I mean, you know, what if she had mentioned it and you were into it? You would have had a damn good time.
Exactly.
Was she a good kisser?
You know, yeah. At the time.
All right, baby steps. You got to start someplace and start working down to that.
Well, there you go. That's a perfect example of what we're talking about. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Dating app disaster.
Give me five.
Give me five. Hand them over. I am robbing you. I want five songs in a row. If you don't give them to me, Eminem Sluggo, I will shoot you.
5 songs in a row with a theme every day at 5 o'clock. The theme today is Say Something. Song titles with the word say in them.
Say, you don't say. Huh. Hey, I was just flipped off. That's
shocking.
Rightfully
so.
Let us start with Fastway. Say what you will. Come up with something. 818-9555-KLOS. Or you can always hit us up on Twitter.
That's Kevin Sluggo. KLOS, hello.
I just had to say something about your 5 at 5.
Do okay. It.
Yeah. On the count of 3, 1, 2, 7.
Dave Matthews, what would you say? Or Temple of the Dog, Say Hello to Heaven.
Now, there you go. I don't know if I can do Dave Matthews.
Sluggo doesn't love Dave Matthews.
Not a big fan. But Temple of the Dog.
The drummer is pretty damn awesome.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews.
So. I'm sure it's great live. Yes.
It is great live.
Yeah.
I've seen him live. He's great. Yeah, you just got to get the weed going.
No problem.
Yeah. I'm super happy to hear Temple of the Dog.
Howdy to Heaven. A bunch of songs with the word say in the title. That's what we're doing today.
You just give me 5. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what'd I win?
Oh, I'm a nice hard slap in the face.
When are you going to come down and get it?
I'll be right there.
Okay, nice.
Hey, man, I want to say you guys cracked me up on the ride home,
thank
man.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks,
I just wanted to say you and Sluggo, you guys cracked me up.
Thank
man.
You very much.
Right, I appreciate it. Thanks, dude. You got a song for the little 5 tonight? Give me 5 songs with say in the title.
You know what? I can't really think of anything of say right now. I was trying to think of something before I called, and I can't think of a damn thing.
Right on. Well, if you do,
so if you guys can think of something for me, say, this is for Dave who couldn't think of
that. Right on, dude. Right on. Thanks for calling.
We'll do it. Thank you. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
My name's Brian from Saugus.
You got a say song?
How about Say It Ain't So by Weezer?
Hi.
Hey. Hi. Give me five with songs with Say in the title.
Jane's Addiction, Jane Says.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know what a huge fan I am of football.
God, you love it.
I love it.
You won't stop talking about it. Your favorite team?
Oh, my God. Which one? I can't narrow
and
one.
And your favorite quarterback.
Oh, you know, there was that one. And then Coach Blah Blah has put together a hell of a team this year. I'm telling you. Yeah, you know, if you're not really into the Super Bowl, I came up with a couple of things you could maybe do if you're not, you know, this Sunday.
And then I have my answer. And it's very different.
Well, first of all, I think you'll appreciate the first one. You should dig
not
out.
Not if it's Puppy Bowl.
No, you know what?
Or Cat Bowl or whatever that is.
No Cat Bowl. What We Do in the Shadows. You know that show?
Oh, yeah, I do know that
you
show.
You like
That's
that
good.
Show?
Yes.
With the vampires, Laszlo.
That's
and,
a great show.
Nandor and all them. Well, they have a superb owl episode where they kind of try and get along with their normal next door neighbor, a human, mm-hmm. and he's all excited about the what they understand as the superb owl.
Okay.
So they go over, and of course they eat him, and they eat, it just kind of turns into that.
Sure, of
course. You could watch that. That would be a good one.
Okay.
Heaven Can Wait. You like that movie?
I don't remember that
That's
movie.
That's a really good movie.
Heaven Can Wait.
Yeah, and it was...
Bring that back up?
What's His Face is a football player, and they're actually going to the Super Bowl. So, you know, you can pretend you're sort of in the whole Super Bowl
thing. Well,
if you're
going to pretend, you're... Okay.
You go shopping, because nobody's out.
That's true.
One of the most empty days out there.
I always thought it would be a good day to go to the movies.
That's exactly what I was... Yes.
If you didn't like football, but I do. I love football.
You're very excited about the superb owl.
Yes, I am.
All right. I was also thinking maybe an orgy. You know,
okay, that's
easy
thing.
To put together.
Sure.
Maybe watch ice skating from like the 1970s if you want to go completely off the other way.
No, that's not.
No,
no,
no.
There's no one's going to do that. Here's my answer.
Okay, yeah.
Gamble.
Ooh, like on what?
And by the way,
yeah.
This is my answer for anything you don't like.
That is our answer. We
gamble
go-to.
On
yes.
it.
Yes.
So in the Super Bowl especially, they have all kinds of different things you can bet on.
All right.
Like who's going to score the first touchdown? Is there going to be a touchback, an interception? Is the first play going to be a run or a pass? But if you don't care about that kind of stuff,
right?
There's extra things that you can bet on, like the length of the national anthem.
Ah.
The over-under is 21 and a half.
Well, so how long do you think?
I mean, a minute 21
right.
is what I mean.
Okay, yeah.
And a half. And so you sit there and everybody, shut up. And then you start your watch.
And then if they go for
and
the
they're
gold.
They're singing, yeah.
Oh.
And you go, come on! You hold that note, you son of a bitch!
Go for the gold. Do it.
You could bet on that. You could bet on the coin toss at the beginning of the game.
We're actually doing that online. Did you know that? At KLOS.com.
Of course I knew that. That's what I was selling.
So, yeah. So you can bet on those kind of things and then actually win some $100 worth of Smart and Final gift cards and another chance to go see Metallica.
I'm saying it's a better idea than your stupid movie idea.
But it's not a better idea than the orgy.
No, it isn't. That's true. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Damn straight.
I'm not a fan of spiders.
What?
I always made fun of people who were afraid of spiders until I got bit by a brown recluse two, 3 years ago.
Man, oh man.
And it took 6 months.
Dude.
And I had to have a skin graft.
And you still have a lovely scar on
I will
the back
for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah. Dang. So, yeah. So much for mocking spider behavior.
I used
fear,
to just laugh. Arachnophobe. Come on. They're so good for everything. They're good for the environment. They're good. They kill smaller pests.
Now you think they suck.
I want to kill all of them.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I'm going down this rabbit hole. So Arachnophobia, the film, or any movie with spiders in it before... They probably didn't bother you at all? Or?
I don't remember watching any of them. I wasn't scared of spiders.
But
before.
Now if you were to watch that film...
I would have nightmares.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's understandable.
A large spider native to East Asia has spun its thick golden web on power lines, porches, and vegetable patches all over Georgia this year.
That is horrifying.
They are known to be in Japan, China, Korea, and Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've made it to the U.S.
Oh, fabulous. That's neat.
Now they
That's
have
what
made
we need.
It to the U.S.
Hey.
A lot of the homeowners are very upset by this.
Why?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, these pictures are insane. Where can you see these pictures? Because they're
I'll post one on Kevin Sluggo.
Okay, cool.
In Winterville, Georgia, Will Hudson's front porch became unusable amidst an abandoned abundance of Joro, that's what they call the spiders, webs, which can be 10 feet deep. The web. 10 feet deep.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
No, I cannot.
That's insane.
That's
horrible.
He estimated. Why do they have to make such a big web? What are they trying to catch? An elephant?
That's their thing, yes. I don't know.
Come on.
Maybe they eat elephants. Who knows? He estimated that he's killed more than 300 of them on his property.
How big are they?
About 3 inches across.
Where are they getting all this web material?
The brown recluse that bit me was much smaller, so I don't know exactly.
Yeah, they don't. Wow. They're silk producers.
Common in Japan, China, Korea, and Taiwan, the females have colorful yellow, blue, and red markings on their body. It's a ruse. They want to kill you.
Are they poisonous?
No.
Oh.
They are poisonous.
Right.
But they won't bite you unless they're seriously...
Unless you're in there hacking away at their damn web creations.
Unless you're putting their lives in danger,
with
they will.
With a chainsaw.
But that's what happened to me as I laid on top of one.
Right. So he thought you were threatening
him. Yes, of course I was.
You're trying to suffocate me with your stupid sleeping body. I will bite it.
He destroyed me every way he could.
Yeah. Well, he did a good job.
So apparently since 2014, they've been there, but experts agree that their numbers have exploded.
Oh, that's just neat.
You know what else I was told? Brown recluses aren't in Southern California. Ha!
Who said that?
How about that? Everyone, when I had a brown recluse bite, they're not in California. I was like,
you imagined it.
I have a huge scar on my back that says different.
Why would they tell you that anyway? What's the point of saying that?
I don't know.
People are so weird.
I don't know.
No, those don't exist. Nope, not here.
They are considered not a threat to humans or dogs and cats, but they will bite if threatened.
And I mean, you know, just the whole, like, this beginning of Indiana Jones when he's going through the spider webs bad enough, let alone when they're on his back. But I mean, just clearing those spider webs always is fairly effective in
a
movie.
Even little tiny spider webs.
Yeah.
When you walk outside and it hits you in the face, it's like, oh my God.
It's just that feeling and that little sticky, what the hell. But 10 feet thick.
Yes.
How dare they?
Yes.
Who do they think they are?
They interviewed Debbie Gilbert, who's 67. She says, I'm not waiting to find out. I've adopted a zero tolerance policy for spiders around my home in Georgia.
Yeah.
And she says, I don't advocate killing anything. I live in peace with all spiders around here and everything else. But these don't belong here. That's all. And I agree with her.
Hey, well, yeah, but
these don't belong here.
They've come to this great country for a new opportunity. And how dare you, ma'am?
I will stomp on their asses as quickly as I can.
Do you remember the video that was floating around a few years ago of the Viking cats on a ship with that song?
The Viking cats?
Yeah, it was a really poorly put together meme gif. And it was a bunch of Viking cats. And
I have a cat filter.
This I can't get it out of my head. Every time I hear that song,
that's your problem.
Oh my God,
that's on you. It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy, and people are dumb. Mm-hmm. A guy put a dead fish on the house steps of the house in Goonies from the 80s, and then stole a boat, and then had to call the Coast Guard, who rescued him and arrested him.
And weirdly, they were taking the fish on the porch almost as seriously as the theft of a boat. I don't understand
that either.
Confused.
In dating apps gone wrong, there were two calls that stood out to me. One, a woman showed up for a date with her two children.
Yeah.
And another, a woman had a penis, and perhaps that should be discussed
ahead of time.
Before the date.
As it were, if you will.
And you can bet on everything that happens Super Bowl Sunday, including my favorite, the national anthem length.
Oh, yeah.
Minute 21, under or over?
Are they going to really go for the gold? All right, I'm off to practice for the Super Bowl.
Enjoy that. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Kevin, are you happy for Ernest from Duarte?
I'm happier than Ernest is.
So thrilled for him. He made himself caller 13. He's got a family 4-pack to Knott's Berry Farm to join the Peanuts gang. And we're giving you chances to win, but several times a day. It's going on through February 26th. But if you need more information and tickets and deals, go to Knott's.com. Celebration. That's the word you're supposed to text right now. Celebration. That's a silly word.
You're talking about the song we were playing. What?
68683. If you would like to hang out at the Sahara Las Vegas, you get a couple of nights stay there if you win. Reserve seating at Chickie and Pete's to watch the large game. $500 in food and credit as well for the beverages. Celebration, though, is what you need to do right now. 68683. Text it. That's what scientists refer to as a broken twofer. You got it the first half before the exciting commercial messages, and there's the second half. Touchdown! That's the word you need to text right this second to 68683 for your chance to hang out with us at the Sahara Las Vegas for the large game. We'll give you a couple of nights to stay there, so you might be able to gather your thoughts and get yourself out of the town. town before, you know, before the cops come and find you with two nights there. Reserve seating at Chickie and Pete's to watch the game. We'll give you $500 in food and beverage credit if you win. Touchdown right now to 68683. Good luck. No man will hang up on you if you text us right now the word fumble to 68683. This is your shot to hang out for two nights at the Sahara Las Vegas to watch the large game. Get your reserve seating if you win at Chickie and Pete's to watch. You get $500 in food and beverage credit, etc. The word right now, fumble, 68683. What are you waiting for? Christmas. Thousands of screaming fans showed up on this day in rock in 1964 when the Beatles landed in New York City. Bon Scott's very last live performance was AC/DC, happened on this day in rock in 1980. They performed A Touch Too Much on Top of the Pops.